Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, February 24th, 1826, there was commentary in the newspaper The Barbadian in relation to a recent proclamation by the island's governor asking persons to organize themselves into fire companies. As previous programs would have shown, large fires had been a relatively frequent occurrence in Bridgetown up until this point. From as far back as 1659, significant sections of the city were burned away because of fires that started from a variety of causes. These fires were especially devastating because the town was small and congested with several wood-constructed buildings situated very near each other and with warehouses and business places that contained highly flammable materials. Furthermore, in the many years of the town's existence, before the arrival of electricity, houses in Bridgetown were lit by lamps and candles, which were prone to causing fires when they were knocked over or otherwise exposed to flammable materials. Indeed, just 3 years earlier, on the afternoon of June 10th, 1821, a fire of unknown origin broke out along a street called Bullhead Alley, which was located in the general vicinity of what is now St. George Street. That blaze burned down a large number of houses and was only suppressed through the intervention of citizens of all classes with assistance of troops from St. Anne's Fort and seamen from vessels anchored in Carlisle Bay. Fires were generally extinguished by teams of men manning water carts, which were pulled by horse or the men themselves. The carts were fitted with steam pumps that dispensed the water for putting out the flames. However, the carts would have been manned by volunteers, as according to the late Warren Allen, there was no official firefighting organization in existence at the time. In light of this state of affairs, the editor of the newspaper expressed support for the governor's initiative, which seemed to have come in the wake of yet another more recent threat to the city by fire that occurred just a few days earlier. That incident took place at a house at Fontebelle, when according to the newspaper, a servant holding a light stood too close to curtains near a bed and they went up in flames. Major devastation was averted when the fire spread was contained by the quick response of teams of firefighters from the town. The fire was almost fatal as a 7-week-old baby suffered burns in the incident, and so did the nursemaid who rescued the baby. Situations like those made the establishment of a professional firefighting entity vitally important. The editor commended the governor for his early efforts to establish a well-organized fire company in Bridgetown, and in support, the editor called for a law mandating that one person from each household join the organization or at least be required to pay some tax to support such a body. However, it would be another 14 years before the Barbados Fire Company came into being under the command of an inspector general with a corporal and 15 men. The next year, a law was passed which incorporated police officers based at Holtown, Spikestown, and Bridgetown into the service, and by 1900, six stations serving the Bridgetown area were established.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.